Happy New Year po. Ayan. Tingnan niyo po yung katabi ninyo. Tanungin niyo po, tapos na ba? Tapos na ba ang pasyal? Okay. Tanungin mo, wala ka bang nakalimutan? Natakpan na pagkain doon sa kaldero. Okay. Tingnan niyo po kung yan po ay bago ninyong kakilala. Just greet him, greet her. Happy New Year. Yan. Welcome to Cross World. Okay. Sige po, paalala. Sabi ni Pastor Al, pwede namang matulog dito sa church. Huwag lang daw pong maghihilik. Eh, that's to 2024. Pero may bago ngayon, 2025. Ayan. Kapag ka inaantok, mahina lang ang hikab. Okay. Tama po ba? Okay, sabi mo, hinaan mo lang ang hikab mo. Okay. So, ayun, ako po'y nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon for this privilege to share with you the Word of God. First time, no po, for the year 2025. Pagbigyan na po natin ang ating senior pastor to rest for a while. Birthday naman niya kasi. Ayun. Happy birthday, Pastor Al. Welcome to the senior world. All right. Paano ba yan? Dalawa ka ng senior. Senior pastor na, senior citizen pa. Ayan. Pero ngayon ang panahon na mas kailangan kita. Tanungin niyo po ako bakit. Aba eh, meron ng nakaspot na reserve na parking slot, di ba? O pagka nag-grocery, merong discount. Sa mga pilahan, o de una na kami. Kaya kailangan kita higit ngayon kailan pa man. Sige po, pasalubungan natin ng palakpakan ng Panginoon, for He is doing great, not only to the life of our pastor, but for everyone. Amen! Malakas na palakpak sa Panginoon. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Sige po, let's just take a look at the year 2024. Redeemed for Him. Were you here last year? Amen! Redeemed for Him. Finiture po natin yung aklat ng Exodus. And meron tayo dyang theme verse. Hindi natin makakalimutan yung theme verse natin kasi 22:4. Tama ba? Exodus chapter 20 verses 2-4. Kaya 2024. Ang sabi dyan, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and all the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. So ang tanong natin sa pagtulay natin at pagtawid natin sa 2025, in what aspect of your life have you experienced God's redemption? Redeemed for Him. Saang aspeto ng iyong buhay, ikaw ay iniligtas ng Panginoon? Tinubos ng Diyos? Physical ba? Emotional? Spiritual? Relational? Or financial? Have you really left Egypt? Diba? Tinawid sila ng Panginoon from Egypt to the promised land. Pero ang tagal nila sa wilderness, 40 years. Dapat daw 11 days lang, nandun na sila eh. Pero it took them 40 years. Bakit? Hindi lang para tawirin o puntahan yung destination nila eh. Kundi para alisin, no po, yung Egypt sa puso nila. At ganun katagal gumugol ng panahon para maalis yung idolatry, worldliness, self-centeredness, pride, and covetousness, and immorality from their hearts. But how about us? In the year 2024, and now, tumawid na tayo ng 2025, have you really removed Egypt from your heart? Have you really removed the worldliness from your heart? The worldliness is pigs of our idolatry, yung paghahanap ng ibang Diyos, yung paghahanap ng ibang magpapaligaya sa atin. Whether tao, bagay, no, laro natin yan eh, ng bagong taon, tao, bagay, hayop. So, wala na bang kapalit o kahalili ang Diyos sa iyo? Have you started 2025 with loyalty, adoration, and total affection to God and God alone? Have you removed the spirit of adultery, pagtataksil, unfaithfulness? Yung hawak mo si Lord dito, pero meron din dito. Kaya ang tanong, how can we transition really from being God's redeemed people towards becoming a certain kind disciples of God? So this is our challenge. Here in Crossworld, we navigate, we journey towards Christ-likeness. And in every preaching, in every life sharing, even in our singing and praying, parang gusto ko pang umawit, gusto ko pang manalangin kanina. And I'm really thirsty for that kind of experience with God and with all of you. And yun ang nais natin ngayon. Paano tayo makatransition na nandun na tayo mula sa Egypt? Now God had turned us, delivered us, redeemed us from ourselves, from all the sins of the past. And now, ginawa niya tayo, pinagindapat niya tayo sa kanyang harapan sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. It's not because of what we did or what we do, what we can do. It's only by what Jesus did on the cross that we can be redeemed and transformed into becoming certain kind people. Pagka sinabing certain kind, ay kakaibang uri. Kakaibang uri. Kakaibang uri sa lahat. Dahil yung uri na yon ay ang uri ng Panginoong Jesus, ang wagis ng Panginoong Jesus, ang liwanag ng Panginoong Jesus sa ating mga buhay. Wala yun ng mundo. Kakaibang uri. And therefore, this is the challenge. Kaya nung last year, pinag-ukulan din natin yung Galatians 2:20. That's the heart of redemption. Tignan natin. Ang sabi dito, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hindi ko po makakalimutan ang mga talatang ito. Napaka makapangyarihan. This speaks of our redemption. And this speaks of our oneness, union with the Lord, our Redeemer. Kaya yung redeemed for Him, naranasan mo na bang namatay kasama si Kristo? Na dapat tayo yung maipako, but we were crucified with Him. Siya na lamang. Pero sa ating pag-submit at pag-surrender sa Kanya, sabihin natin sa Kanya, whatever you did on the cross is complete. Complete, divine, absolute for my salvation. And therefore, I let my life be crucified with you. Have we experienced dying to ourselves? Are we already dead to ourselves? No longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. That's a certain kind. Pero para masabi mong naiibang uri ka, kakaibang uri ka, you need to experience first dying to yourself. I no longer live, but Christ, His will, His ways, His time is eminent, evident in my life. Died to live. Hindi naman nung tinanggap natin si Lord, namatay tayo agad, pumunta tayo sa langit eh. Pero namatay na tayo kay Kristo para mabuhay ng bago na may pananampalataya sa Kanya. Kaya our challenge in 2025 is not to list down all the resolutions, no po, or to review the resolutions from the past na hindi natin nagawa, and carry over na lang natin? Sino po dito ang may New Year's resolution na magbabasa na po kayo ng libro para marami po kayong matutunan? Ayaw niyong umamin, no? Ako gusto ko pa magbasa ng libro. And then tinanong, ay ako, alam mo, marami ako natututunan eh, kahit hindi ako nagbabasa ng libro. Paano ka natututo kahit hindi ka nagbabasa ng libro? Aba, ikakapanood ko ng Korean novela, kababasa ko ng subtitles. Oh, di ba? Pero is that on how to make New Year's resolution? Yan, hindi yan ang challenge natin. O pa-comparean ng ating New Year's resolution. But the challenge is this. From being redeemed to becoming a certain kind, why can't we keep on keeping on living by faith in Christ? Ito yung pinakamahirap. Even to me, even po sa akin, nahihirapan ako. How can I keep up? And how can I keep on keeping on living by faith in Christ? Parang ang sarap pag-umpisa. Salamat sa Panginoon, mayroong pag-uumpisa. Pwede nakalimutan ng kahapon at mag-umpisang muli ng bago. Ang ganda ng pasimula at yung biyaya, the sense and the essence of New Year. Wow! New life, new beginning, new clothes, new boyfriend, new girlfriend. May mga pahabol pa, break up. Nakakalungkot na po. Pero huwag kayong malungkot kasi may bagong boyfriend naman. Hay, nako po. But this is the challenge. Not just to start anew, but to finish well. To finish well. So tayo pong lahat ay umuko at manalangin. Help us, O Lord, to hear your word clearly. Marinig namin ang iyong tinig ng malinaw. At sumunod kami ng may katotohanan at buo sa aming mga buhay. Lord, bring change into our hearts. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Everybody say, Amen! Amen! Ngayon, gusto ba natin malaman yung sagot? How can we, or why can't we keep on keeping on by faith in Jesus? Gusto ba natin malaman? Anyone here? Do you want to know the answer? Bakit nga ba mahirap magpatuloy na mabuhay sa pananampalataya kay Jesus? Gusto niyo po bang sa araw na ito, masagot ang tanong na to? Parang kaunti lang eh. Kalahati lang. Wala naman naghihikab. Ano po? Uulitin ko po yung tanong. Gusto niyo po bang masagot natin mula sa salita ng Diyos ang tanong, bakit hindi ko mapagpatuloy ang pagtitiwala sa Panginoong Jesus? Gusto niyo po ba to? Amen! Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah! Let us answer this question together. Why can't we keep on keeping on living by faith in Christ Jesus? Tumayo po tayong lahat as we discover the answer to this question. Revelation 3, 1 to 6, tayo po'y magsasalita, magbasa na verse 1 ang mga babae, verse 2 ang mga lalaki, and verse 6, sabay-sabay po tayong lahat. Ready? Verse 1, mga kababaihan. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. So remember what you have received and heard and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come to you. Verse 4. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, And I will confess His name before my Father and before His angels. Sabay-sabay po tayong lahat. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The Lord bless the reading of His word. Pwede na po tayong makaupo. At bigyan niyo ako ng pagkakataong basahin po ito sa Tagalog. Pahayag 3:1-6, ang mensahe para sa Iglesia sa Sardis. Isulat mo sa anghel ng Iglesia sa Sardis, ito ang sinasabi na nagtataglay ng pitong espiritu ng Diyos at ng pitong bituin. Alam ko ang ginagawa mo, ang alam ng marami, ikaw ay buhay. Ngunit ang totoo, ikaw ay patay. Kaya't gumising ka, palakasin mo ang nalalabi pa sa iyo upang hindi ito tuluyang mamatay. Sapagkat nakita kong hindi ganap sa paningin ng aking Diyos ang mga nagawa mo. Kaya nga, alalahanin mo ang mga bagay na iyong tinanggap at narinig. Isagawa mo ang mga iyon. Pagsisihan mo talikuran ng iyong kasamaan. Kung hindi ka gigising, pupunta ako diyan na gaya ng isang magnanakaw at hindi mo malalaman ang oras ng aking pagdating. Ngunit may ilan sa inyo diyan sa Sardis na napanatiling walang dungis ang kanilang damit. Kaya't kasama ko silang maglalakad na nakasuot ng puting damit sapagkat sila'y karapat-dapat. Ang magtatagumpay ay dadamitan ng puti at hindi ko kailanman buburahin sa aklat ng buhay ang kanyang pangalan. Kikilalanin ko siya sa harap ng aking ama at ng kanyang mga anghel. Ang lahat ng may pandidig ay makinig sa sinasabi ng Espiritu sa mga iglesia. Mula po sa ating mga talatang binasa, ang title po ng ating first message for the year 2025 is Wake Up! Everybody say, Wake Up! Sabihin nga po natin ito nang maririnig po yung inyong katabi. 1, 2, 3, go! Wake up! Yan. Siguro di natin ito makakalimutan, no? Unang linggo pa lang ng taon, gising na. Gumising ka, gising na. At ito po ay matutunghayan natin sa Book of Revelation chapter 3. Ang Revelation po ay isinulat ni Apostle John. No po, at siya po ay napatapon, napa-exile no, sa island of Patmos. At naisulat niya po ang Apokalipsis o ang Pahayag. Isinulat niya to 68 to 69 AD. Kanina nakita natin sa ating binasa, mayroong salitang angel. Angel. Yun yung sabi kanina, to the angel of the church in Sardis. Wow! The Lord assigned an angel to the church in Sardis. Meron pong pitong simbahan na sinulatan si Apostle John at isa po ang Church of Sardis. So ang angel po ay isang messenger. Maaari pong human, in a human form or in a heavenly form. Tignan niyo po yung katabi ninyo. Ayan, mukhang anghel. So the Lord sent an angel, a messenger, na po, to proclaim His message. Alam niyo po ba ang angels? I mentioned 250 times in the whole Bible. At sa aklat po ng Revelation ay 75 times po siyang binanggit. The number of angels created by the Lord is beyond counting. Grabe, hindi natin kayang bilangin laksa-laksang mga anghel. Kaya di ba last month lang, no, yung narinig natin dito, joy to the world! Wow, glory in the highest! Talaga bubukas yung langit at nagpakita ang laksa-laksang mga anghel. Multitudes of angels. And we cannot count them. Yes, God uses angels to bridge the gap. He works simultaneously in the heavenly and physical realms. Pero ngayon, hindi natin makikita na no, yung mga anghel na ganito kalaki, na may pakpak, and talagang mighty. And sometimes daw, no, nag-aan yung tao ang mga anghel. But as God connects angels to people, hindi pa rin natin pwedeng ipagpalit ang anghel kay Jesus. Angels are just created beings by our Lord Jesus. So, they are just messenger. So imagine niyo po ito, we are a crossroad church, and then one time, may dumating na anghel at nagsalita ng salita ng Diyos para lang sa church ng Crossworld. At this particular time, sa church ng Sardis. Now, pagka sinabing church, it's ecclesia. A gathered people. Pero hindi lang po ito gathered people, no po, but these people are called out from the world. Yan daw po ang tatak ng church. People who are called out from the world and they gather as one. So here, no po, we are the church. You are the church. I am the church. At tayo bubuo ng isa sa bahagi ng universal church of God whereby we are called from the world. That's how powerful ecclesia is. Ibig sabihin, if we are called from the world, then we no longer belong to the world, but now belong to the Lord. That's the church. The world will perish, but the Lord, in the Lord, we will live for eternity. Amen? And the church belongs to God. So ito pong Sardis is an ancient city, no po, na totoo na merong Church of Sardis. Hindi po ito metaphor, hindi po ito isang halintulad lamang para po magbigay ng mensahe ang Diyos sa atin. Totoo pong church ito. It's just like Crossroads Church. Binigyan ng mensahe ng Diyos sa panahon na ito. So, ang Sardis po ay located no po in the province of Western Turkey. Kaya daw po kapag pupunta ka ng Turkey, pwede kang magbaybay, pwede kang magmamasyal sa 7 simbahan na ito. Wow, this is another pilgrimage. So, counterpart ng pilgrimage mo sa Israel, gusto mo mag-pilgrimage sa Turkey, and then you visit the 7 churches. Now, nabanggit din yung 7. Everybody say 7. Favorite niyo ba yung number 7? But here, no po, hepto in scripture number 7 is a figurative meaning, has a figurative meaning. Ibig sabihin po, God's perfect finished work. Yan, okay? So, ngayon, hindi naman po tayo numerologist na, wow, kapag tumapat ng 7 ang kasal mo, tumapat ng 7 ang araw ng panganganak mo, o tumapat ng 7 na meet mo yung girl na to o yung guy na to, wow, that's perfect. No, wala naman po tayong pattern na ganun. But the Lord, in the book of Revelation, He used the 7 churches with the 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls, 7 stars. But that imply, no po, the perfection of God, His sovereignty, ginagamit niya mga salita, mga numbers na kagaya po nito so that He can express details. And we can follow Him with His providences na po sa atin. And now, binanggit din niya yung salitang spirits. So dumating yung angel, nagsalita siya sa Church of Sardis, and then meron siyang binanggit dito po na talagang the spirit na po, the angel of God breathe in to them. So when God speaks, there's the breath of life. When God speaks, when God is present, there is life. So imagine you po when the angel come in, no po, and he spoke the word of God, wow, life begets from the word. Now let's take a look. Answerin na natin to. Bakit nga ba ang buhay natin parang roller coaster? So mga kapatid, number one, we really need to have God's visitation in our lives. Amen? We need to welcome the presence of the Lord. Maganda yung dynamic na we come to to the Lord. It's not the other way around. Lord, please come to me. Please come to me. Bagong taon na, Lord, please come to me. Please come to me. Maganda yung prayer kanina ni Ate Kelly. God is inviting us to His presence. At ang sabi sa panalangin kanina, maraming salamat. Patuloy mo kaming iniimbitahan sa iyong presensya. And therefore, first things first, in the year 2025, invite God. And come unto Him. Respond to Him. Now, ang sabi niya dito, bakit nga ba roller coaster ang buhay mo? Bakit nga ba madaling magsimula pero mahirap magtapos? Bakit nga ba the middle of the year parang nawawala ka na ng lakas at sigla sa paglilingkod? Here is the answer. Sabi ng Panginoon through the angel, I know your deeds. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. I know your deeds. Pagkada po sinabi dito yung word na know, kita ko. Kita ko. Sinabi ng Diyos sa Church of Crossworld, sa Church of Sardis, kita kita. Kita ko yung gawa mo. Kita ko yung puso mo. I know your deeds. I know your works. And then you have a name that you are alive. Pinapakita mo sa lahat, buhay ka, pero patay. Yung akala mo meron, pero wala. Yung akala mo buhay, pero patay. That's why you cannot keep on keeping on. What is this for us nowadays? Ang tawag po dito ay nominal Christianity. Nominal Christianity. Nominal means existing or being something in name or form only. To indicate that someone or something is supposed to have a particular identity or status, but in reality does not have it. Nominal means name or thought, but in fact or not as things really are. Nakakatakot, no? Yung sa labas, buhay na buhay ka, tawa ka ng tawa, nagsasalita ka, nakikipag-usap ka, pero yung loob mo, your spirit is dead. Ito yung nominal, existing. Sa pangalan lang. Pero walang substance. Nasa status. Pero wala talagang essence. May pangalan. Pero hindi talaga pinapakahulugan ang pangalan. Kristiyano ka ba talaga? There are symptoms para makilala natin ang nominal Christianity. Tatlong bagay. Sabi doon, I know your deeds that you have a name that you're alive but you are dead. Verse 1. Sabi dito, number one, external. Number one symptom of being nominal Christian or yung nga, walang pagkakakilanlan talaga na totoo in the essence is external. You only have a name. Baptize ako ng Crossworld. Umatend ako sa Crossworld. Siya yung life group leader ko. I belong to this district 1, district 2, etc. External. I do the ministry. I belong to gatekeepers. I belong to the praise team. Name, logo. Not only that, superficial. The shallowness. Pretending to know and have something but only on a skin layer. Walang substance. Walang roots. Walang tibay. Fake. Not really are. Yung akala mo Kristiyano sa iyong sariling pakahulugan, ngunit sa tingin ng Diyos, wala, hindi. Do you have the symptoms of being nominal? External, you have a name, but you don't live by it. Superficial, shallow, fake, not really true. What are the causes? Ano mga kadahilanan bakit tayo ganito? Bakit tayo nominal? Number one, discipleship that is outside in. Discipleship that is outside in. Yan ang unang dahilan kung bakit merong nominal Christianity. Sabi niya dito, no po, isang verse na po ito, pero iba-ibang translations. Tignan lang po natin. Sabi sa English Standard Version and New International Version, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive. Everybody say with me, reputation. Ibig sabihin, kilala. Kilala to. Kilala siya. Present. Gumagawa. Naglilingkod. May reputation eh. Buhay. Nandyan. Sabi sa New Living Translation, I know all the things that you do and that you have a reputation of being alive. Sabi sa New King James Version, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive. Contemporary English Version, I know what you are doing. Everyone may think you are alive. Ano po ang sabi sa Tagalog? Meron po ba Tagalog dyan? Okay, dito. Alam ko ang ginagawa mo. Ang alam ng marami, ikaw ay buhay. Oh. So this is one cause na po ng ating pagiging nominal. And that is yung nasa labas. Nasa labas yung ating pagkakakilanlan. Nasa gawa. Yung parang kapag ka gumawa ka, pagka present ka, pagka nandyan ka, equivalent na yon sa totoo ako. Pagka nagsusupport ka at lagi kang masaya o nandyan ka, maaasahan ka, equivalent na yon sa disciple ako. But this is a warning. This is one cause of our being nominal, superficial, external, and tendency to become inauthentic. Nasa labas lang ang lahat. Number two cause of nominal Christianity is putting on spiritual mask. Ang ganda nun sa Tagalog eh. Yung akala mo, ayun, alam ko yung ginagawa mo at akala at tingin ng iba buhay ka. Pero alam niyo yun, you put on mask. You come to the church. Sino pupunta sa church ng galit? Diba? Pero kanina lang, nag-away kayo mag-asawa, nagsigaw kayo ng mga anak mo. Pero pagpasok mo na dyan, woo! Hi! Hello, everybody! Sino dito ang, di ba? Beso-beso, yakap-yakap. Talagang we can fake things. We put on mask. Takot tayong maging totoo. Yun. Di baling maghikab. Ayun na, maghikab na malakas. Pwede yung magaching. Hindi mapipigilan yon. Commercial brought to you by... Sige po. Are you here? So, hawakan niyo po ang inyong mga mukha. Do you have mask? This is one reason why we cannot keep on keeping on. Ang dami nating maskara. And number three, not only discipleship from outside in, putting on spiritual mask. Number three, you are truly spiritually dead. Patay talaga tayo. Kita ng Diyos ang gawa mo. Kita ng Diyos ang galaw mo. Kita rin ng iba. Akala nga nila buhay na buhay ka dahil active na active ka. Pero God sees, God knows, your spiritual condition is dead. And this is really dangerous. So let's take a look right now. Ano po? At sagutin natin yung pangatlo. Not only na po that we have the symptoms, nakakakilala tayo ng nominal Christian, or dahil alam na natin ito yung mga causes natin, Pero alam niyo po, dangerous kasi meron siyang results. Meron siyang resulta. Ano po yung resulta dito? Let's take a look at the verse. But you have, sabi dyan, you have a few people in Sardis. You have a few, everybody say with me, few. You have a few people in Sardis. Na ano daw po ang tingin ng Diyos? You have a people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. And they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. At ang sabi po dyan, he who overcomes this will thus be clothed in white garments. So let's pause for a while. The results of the nominal Christianity, pumasok yung angel, nagsalita yung anghel sa kanila, at pinakita sa kanila ang condition. You are very active. You are very alive in terms of your doing and your actions and your works. Very outward, external, superficial. Why? Because ito kayo, yun ang gusto ninyo. But then, sabi dito, nakita ninyo ang papakilala ng Panginoon sa inyo, you are truly dead. But there are few. Ngayon, ang tanong, asan yung results dyan? How about the others? Nakita ng Diyos, mayroon iilan lamang sa inyo na hindi defiled. But the rest of us, our garments, pagka sinabing garments, that's the best robe, that's the best clothing. And tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang ating Panginoon na tagapagligtas. He robed us. He clothed us with His righteousness. Remember the prodigal son when he went away from the father, his father? And then nung bumalik siya, hindi pa siya naliligo, hindi pa siya, ano po, hindi pa siya nakakapasok sa bahay nila. Ano na po ang binigay ng tatay sa kanya? Robe! Signifying you are forgiven. The old has gone, the new has come. Welcome, my dear son. You know, we have that clothing. The Lord had given us the clothing of righteousness. Pero yung sinabi dito, only few who have not sold their robes. Pero yung iba, winasak na, nadumihan na, tinapo na, winala ng bahala. Kita ng Diyos. So ano pong nag-i-speak dito sa atin? There are three things na po that really, mapapagkilanlan natin talaga results ng ating nominal Christianity na hindi tayo naiibang uri eh. Hindi na tayo certain kind eh. Kung hindi, umiiba na tayo eh. Three things, mga kapatid. Number one is, sige po, kindly click it. Sabi po dito, it's carnality. Number two is inconstancy. And number three is complacency. So these are the things na po, that really, kumbaga, product eh, results ng ating pagiging external, superficial, and fake. Pagka sinabing carnality, alam nyo po, ito yung double life eh. In one heart, double attention, double affection. Bibigay mo sa Lord, bibigay mo din sa world. Yung para sa Lord, ibibigay mo din sa world. That's carnality. Yung inconstancy, ito yung hindi mo makip. Yung commitment mo na alam mo, mahal mo si Lord, alam mo, una si Lord, pero bukas ka din eh. Kahit sinong papasok o anong pagyayari, pwede rin mawala si Lord, pwede rin siyang ma-displaced. That's inconstancy. And complacency is being apathetic. Walang pakialam sa nangyayari. Walang puso. Walang damdamin sa Diyos at sa ginagawa ng Diyos sa kanyang iglesia o sa kanyang bayan. So these are the things na po, results, products, ng nominal Christianity. Yung hirap na hirap ka na mag-say ng no sa temptation. Hinap na hirap kang tumakbo away from temptation. Why? Because you are not in the church naman. Sunday, I am in the church. I am a worker. I do things for God. And then Monday to Saturday, you live on your own. Akin naman to. Wala namang nakakakita. Wala naman ditong leader ko. I can do it. Oh, God has given me money. So 10% I give to Him. 90% akin na to. Bahala na ako kung saan ko dadalhin. What's the opposite of carnality? Ano ba kabaliktaran ng carnality? Bakit tayo nagiging carnal? Bakit tayo nabubuhay pa din sa kasalanan? Because we truly are not thankful. Ingratitude na po, kahulugan ng carnality. Hindi tayo totoo nagpapasalamat sa ginawa ng Panginoon. But if you are thankful, if you are really grateful to what God had blessed you with, given you, wow, grabe. Sobra siguro talagang ibibigay mo ang lahat sa Kanya because you know Him and you receive His love completely. So why can't we keep on keeping on? We don't know our priorities. Siguro ngayong bagong taon, naghihintay po kayo sa akin to give you the paradigm on what steps to take so that I can be successful for the year 2025. Or what are the principles? Step 1 to 3, so that I can avoid sin and really choose God. Mga kapatid, what we have here are biblical foundation, biblical fundamentals. The Word of God speaks to us, and it's upon you, it's in you to put on, to action, kung paano mo ipapamuhay ang mga prinsipyong ito. But the question is, if you are external, if you are superficial, if you are fake, not true Christian, mga kapatid, this will really result into carnality. Roller coaster ang buhay. Paglinggo lamang tayo sumasamba, pero the rest of the days, ayaw na natin. And complacency, ang hirap i-push. You know, alam niyo po ba kung ano ang pinaka-challenge ng church today? Ano ang pinaka-challenge ng church today? Paano kayo mapapanatiling a-attend? That's the challenge. Kasi, ang gusto ng tao ngayon, entertainment. And when you don't feel entertained, you look for another church. So our work here is to equip the church. The pastors here are not entertainers. The pastors, the leaders, the mentors are equippers so that we can build the ecclesia, the people who went out from the world and now belong to the Lord. At hindi tayo dapat after sa entertainment. O kaya hindi naman tayo doon lagi kagaya ng message last time na dapat lagi ka pinipep talk. Or kaya lang kang pinapansin at hinahawak ka na ito talaga pong yung inaalagaan. Paano pag wala na yun? Wala nang pumapansin, wala nang kumakausap, wala nang nagkakalinga. Then I leave the church. You know, this is a threat. But the Lord has taught us to be rested, mga kapatid. That in discipleship, in disciple making, we want to be a certain kind people of God, followers of Christ. And in the Lord, at the cross, walang entertainment. In following Jesus, you will leave your life behind. Diba? And then you carry your cross, and then you follow Him. Walang entertainment doon. Mahirap. Pag nasa gitna ka na, mas mahirap. You know, last Monday, we were talking about, na po kami pong mga magkakaibigang pastor, and we're talking about our bodies, our physical aspect, and then sabi ng aming kaibigang pastor, Pastor, kailangan niyo pong maganito, mag-go through kayo sa ganitong mga medical, what do you call that, medical laboratory tests, endoscopy, colonoscopy, lahat na po, telescopy, meron ba nun? And why? Because life is so stressful. You do not know what's happening inside of you. And you know, the primary cause of cancer is stress. Alam niyo po, after namin mag-usap, hindi na po ako natahimik. Pinakiramdaman ko na yung tiyan ko, pinakiramdaman ko na yung ulo ko. You know? But it's a good reminder. Pero ang tanong, mga kapatid, we are doing our part here. Not to entertain you. And when you expect people to come on stage at hindi dumating yon, bagsak na yung mga expectations nyo. Na po, ano yung mga listahan natin? Ma-entertain tayo, ma-meet yung expectations natin, ma-haplos tayo, mapansin tayo. But this is not the church. The church is called out from the world and now belong to the Lord. And now as one with the Lord, we carry His cross back to the world. Amen. 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 Paano tayo babalik dun sa world with the cross? Kung tayo, punong-puno tayo ng ating mga sarili. So complacency, sometimes hindi ka nagagawa kasi hindi ka napansin. Sometimes, hindi ka na magbibigay kasi hindi ka na acknowledge. Get rid of that. Sabi unang verse pa lang, I know your deeds. God sees it all. Now, let's go to the solution. What are the solution? What is the solution? And now, from here, mga kapatid, I would like to challenge every one of you. This is just a paradigm. This is just a set of fundamental truths, but you make your own application. Solution to nominal Christianity, wake up. Wake up! Mga kapatid, gumising na po tayo, 2025 na. Wake up. Everybody say with me, wake up! Gising! Gising na tayo, be vigilant, stay awake, be responsible, watchful. May I see the hands of the fathers in the house, the husbands. Do you lock the doors bago kayo matulog? Do you lock the doors? Do you make sure na yung gate po ninyo naka-padlock? Do you make sure that your wife, your children are all safe bago kayo matulog? Amen. Amen. Sino dito ang tatay na hindi nyo ilalock yung door ninyo, yung gate ninyo, at matutulog na lang kayo? At nandyan ang mga anak ninyo. Sino dito ang mga tatay na nauuna pa kayong matulog kaysa sa inyong mga anak? Alam niyo, ang tawag po namin doon ay closing remarks. Mga kapatid, be vigilant. Madaming magdanakaw. Madaming sisira, madaming palaso si Satanas to destroy our lives, our families. In this last season na po, parang sobrang dami talaga ng taong namasyal. And everyone I see from Crossroad talagang everyone going there and they're here. But you know, there's one thing that really, sabi ko, Lord, I'm thankful about, you know, how God took care of us. Nung season ng celebration natin, punta tayo dito, punta tayo doon, di ba? We lack time sitting down and doing our devotion. We lack time kneeling down and praying to the Lord. Bakit? Bagong taon naman, holiday naman, magsaya naman tayo. But you're here. You're safe. You're secured. Because our Father in heaven keeps us safe. Hindi mo siya pinipili. Kaunti lang yung time mo. Halos wala ka nga naisulat sa devotions mo eh. Pero iningatan ka pa rin ng Diyos. That's how God protects us. But you know, wake up! Hindi pa pwedeng ganun na hindi natin pinapansin ng Diyos. Hindi pwedeng ganun that we are not mindful of the works of God and the works of the devil. The devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Every year we face with uncertainties. Sabi kanina, yung mga takot natin, no? Madami. Mga expectations natin, mga inaasahan sa atin, paano kung hindi natin ma-deliver? But we need to be vigilant, stay awake, and be responsible. Wake up. You are taken from the world, and now you belong to the Lord. Be responsible. Wake up. Next, be accountable. Ang sabi dito, strengthen. The things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard and keep it. So dun muna tayo sa verse 2. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. Kita ng Diyos ang ating mga gawa. Pero sabi niya sa Sardis, not yet done. Not yet completed. You keep on, keeping on. Pero ang sabi niya dito, strengthen. Strengthen. Everybody say with me, strengthen. Strengthen the things that remain, that are about to die. Mga kapatid, we are not always strong. We are not always reliable. Hindi tayo palagi malakas at palaging pwedeng sandigan. We have tendencies. We have weaknesses. But you know, as one church from the world, taken from the world to the Lord, we are one church belonging to the Lord. What do we need to do now as a church? Mga kapatid, magpalakasan tayo. Hindi magpalakasan ng boses. Malakas lang po boses ko, magpalakasan tayo. Look at the sister and the brother next to you. May dinadaanan yan. May dinadaanan din kami. Meron kayong needs, meron din kaming needs. And then, we belong to one family. Please strengthen one another. Huwag na tayong maglagay ng bato no po, na ikakatisod ng bawat isa sa atin. Dapat tayo, we remove the stones away from our brothers that might fall, that he might fall into. Tayo na po yun. We clear the way, we support each other, we follow up each other, we encourage one another. That's what we need. And everyone also need this. We need to give support. The Lord places each one of us here in Crossroad Church to cause us to be a support and to truly fix ourselves. Tayo po ang magtutulungan to fix ourselves, to become certain kind people na iibang uri. A lot of times, pag nagsisimula ang taon, you ask the Lord, Lord, what is it for me? Lord, what do you prepare for me? Lord, what do you intend for me? For my family. But can we ask the Lord now? Lord, what do you intend for the church? Lord, what do you intend for Crossroad? At kitang-kita na po natin a certain kind. And now you pray to the Lord, Lord, help me to be a certain kind disciple, a certain kind disciple maker, helping others, building others up. Those who are here, alam nyo, iniisip kasi natin yung mga nawala na eh. Iniisip natin paano mag-reconnect sa kanila eh. Tama na po. Palakasin natin yung grip natin dito. So that we can reach out to the unbelievers. We can bring them in to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you hear me po, mga kapatid? Para din po ba tayong Church of Sardis? Hindi po Church of Sardines. Church of Sardis. Wake up! Be accountable. You know, there was this man. No po, paglalabas siya ng bahay, may pasan-pasan po siya eh. Yung pasan-pasan niya, lalaki. Pupunta siya ng tindahan, pasan-pasan niya yung lalaki. Pupunta siya ng opisina niya o ng trabaho niya, pasan-pasan pa rin niya yung lalaki. So yung kapitbahayan niya, hindi na talaga nakatiis. Kuya, ano ba yan? Mama, ma, bakit palagi mo nalang bitbit-bitbit yan? Pasan-pasan mo yan. Di ka ba nabibigatan? Kahit saan ka pumunta, lalabas ka lang ng bahay, pasan-pasan mo. Pupunta ka ng tindahan, pasan-pasan mo. Magtatrabaho ka, pasan-pasan mo. Hindi ka ba nahihirapan? Sagot ng lalaki, hindi po. Kapatid ko naman po siya. Hindi po. Kasi kapatid ko siya. Do we have that sense of brotherhood and sisterhood in this church? Minsan ang kulit. Paulit-ulit na lang. Napapagod din tayo eh. Pero what keeps us taking care of these people? Kasi we belong to the family of God. Amen? We belong to the family of God. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Magkakapatid. Amen. Next, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Remember. Remember what you have received. Remember, alam nyo nga po lagi kung sasabihin sa inyo na bakit tayo nahuhulog sa kasalanan. Bakit tayo nagiging carnal? Bakit kinukuha mo si God, gusto mo din yung world? Bakit double life ang buhay natin? Because we are not really grateful. Hindi talaga tayo mapagpasalamat. Makakalimutin tayo. Nakakalimutan natin ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos na dapat natin bigyan at pagkalooban din naman ang kagandahang pagpapasalamat sa Kanya. Whatever you have remembered, received from God. In the year 2024, sobrang lalim nung pinagsaluhan natin about God's redemption. Kitang-kita natin ang kamay ng Diyos na siyang umalalay sa atin, tumawid sa atin. And now we are bound to eternal life with Him. Keep it! Always remember that. Kaya nga po dapat nagme-memorize tayo ng mga verses. Dapat nagsusulat tayo. Remember. Huwag nyo lang isulat at tandaan ang mga utang ng mga kapitbahay. Isulat mo, markahan mo ang mga promises ng Diyos. Isulat mo, markahan mo ang mga sagot ng Diyos sa panalangin mo. Isulat mo, markahan mo ang mga kabutihan ng Diyos sa atin. Isulat mo ang mensahe ng Diyos bawat linggo, bawat araw. Limi-limiin mo ito. Sabi ni Moses kay Joshua, gusto mong maging successful, gusto mong maging prosperous, huwag mong ihiwalay ang salita ng Diyos sa iyong bibig. Meditate on it day and night. Remember. Remember the word of God. Keep the faith. Keep it. Hold it fast. Huwag mong ipadukot. Huwag mong ipamigay. Huwag mong pascam. Preserve it. Sabi ni Paul kay Timothy, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Not just to start right, but to finish well. Keep the word of God in your heart. Next, embark into true repentance. Embarking into true repentance meaning begin a course of action that is really, no po, pagka sinabing embark, simulan mo, sumampa ka, gawin mo na ngayon. Merong demand. Ano yung demand dito? Repent. Sinabi ng Lord lahat, no? Then, bigla niya sinabi yung salitang and repent. Everybody say with me, repent. Repent is just say, is not just say, Lord, I am so sorry. Nagkasala po ako. Patawarin niyo po ako. That's just a confession. But repentance involves, Lord, I am so sorry. Nagkamali ako. Patawarin niyo po ako. And I will not do it again. I will not go back again. Alam niyo ba yun? Kapag paulit-ulit natin binabalikan yung kasalanan natin, paulit-ulit natin pinapako ang Panginoong Jesus. We make Him suffer again. But sana, mga kapatid, the ultimate redemption that the Lord had given us at the cross, forgiveness of our sins. Kuhanin natin to, ipamuhay natin to. Pagka daw po hindi talaga tayo totoo nag-repent, ano po ang sabi sa verse? Let's take a look at this. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Maraming ginagamit ang Diyos sa iyo ngayon. And sometimes yung ginagamit sa iyo ng Diyos, nasasaktan ka. Para i-correct ka, para paalalahanan ka. And sometimes yung ine-expect mo na gagamitin ng Diyos sa iyo, ay hindi mo ine-expect. Ay hindi dumarating. But you know, mga kapatid, these people that God has been using sa atin para paalalahanan po tayo, whether your parents, your mentors, your sisters in the Lord, everyone here, your friends, tinutulungan ka, paalalahanan ka, mga kapatid, welcome it. Dahil yan, lahat galing sa Diyos yan. Ano ang gusto mo? Sabi dito, if you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Pagka daw po yung konsensya natin, sobra nang nag-seared, nagsara, talaga pong deadened o damatay na, nagbakil-bakil na yung konsensya natin against sa isang particular sin. You have a sin, pero alam mo kasalanan yon, pero hindi mo yun sinusuko sa Diyos, hindi mo yun tinatalikuran, paulit-ulit na ginagawa mo yun, alam nyo daw po yun, pagka nagbakil na, pagka nagkaroon na po ng, kumbaga, balot, at namatay na po ang ating konsensya sa particular sin na yun, wala na eh. The Lord will give you over to it. And repentance and confession will have no effect anymore because the wrath of God will come to you. Kapag dumating na yung Panginoon sa iyo, pagka dumating na yung hatol sa'yo mula sa Kanya mismo, anumang confession mo, anumang repentance mo, huli na. And you will find yourself nasa kapahamakan sa impyerno. Beware of unrepentant spirit. Let's be broken, vulnerable, honest before God. Magpakarga na tayo sa Panginoon ngayon pa lamang sa tulong ng mga taong ipinapadala niya sa atin. Or else God Himself will give you the wrath against your sin to you. Next, look up. Look up. Solution. As we wake up, we need to look up. Ang sabi niya dito, but you have a few people in Sardis who have not sold their garments, and they will walk with me in white. Look up, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Wow! Do you see yourself here in these verses? In these verses? Sabi, are you belong to the few people? The remnants? Meron dito! Hindi sinira yung garments. Meron dito, hindi dinumihan yung garments, yung robe of righteousness. And they will walk with me. They will walk with me in white. For they are worthy. Imagine nyo, God Himself telling you na if you are a certain kind people, if you belong to Him, if you really no po, kept yourself pure, God will walk with you. Who do you want to walk with this 2025? Sino ang gusto mong makasama sa pasyalan? Sino ang gusto mong makasama sa eat all you can? Sino ang gusto mong makasama sa dambana? Wow, that's your dream. Ang tanong, magpapakasal na kaya si Pastor Al ng anak sa taong 2025? Woo! Hallelujah! But can you imagine the grandeur, the celebration of being with the one you love? Mga kapatid, 2025 na. Wake up. Look up. Walk with God each day. Papasukin mo siya sa bahay mo. Papasukin mo siya sa trabaho mo. Papasukin mo siya in every room of your life. Papasukin mo siya sa lahat ng mga decisions mo. Walk with Him. And then sabi dito, I will not erase His name from the book of life. Wow, mga kapatid, mayroon pong aklat ng buhay. And those who have received Jesus as His Lord and Savior, hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin ng Book of Life dito. Pag isinulat yung pangalan mo sa membership ng church, papasok ka sa langit. Ang sabi dito, those who walk with me, those who are truly know me as Savior, Lord, you will walk with me in white and I will confess His name before my Father. He will be our advocate pagdating mo sa langit. Sasabihin ng Panginoon, papapasukin natin siya sa langit, kilala ko siya, anak ko siya, He received me as His Lord and Savior. Welcome, my faithful, my good, faithful servant. Kaya si Paul, ganun na lamang yung confidence niya to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Is not about religion. It's about your walk with the Lord, your intimacy with the Lord, having Him every step of the way. And you will walk in the circuit, even in every season of your life, God will go with you. When you have the upward look, when you have the end picture in mind, you will live forever. You will live for eternity with the Lord. Wow! Imaginin mo yon, kapatid. Nandito yung angel. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. Come on, people! Those who have not saw their garments, those who walk with the Lord, grabe, ipagmamalaki ka niya sa langit, and you will live with Him forever and ever and ever. Walang katapusan. Wow! That's incomparable, unspeakable joy. And when you have that upward look, and then you begin to see yourself, sino ba ako? Who am I? Sabi ni David yon, sino ako para mahalin ako ng Diyos? Sino nga ba ako? And then you begin to be grateful. You begin to be hopeful and joyful. God, give me long life so that I can serve you. It's not the other way around. Lord, give me long life so that I can have my wife, my children with me. Lord, give me long life so that many people will come to know you. When you have that eternal picture, when you have that end picture in mind, you will reign with Christ forever. Hindi ko po yun ma-imagine. And that's the promise of God. So you have that upward look, and now you begin to see within, wow, Lord, thank you so much. Sino ba ako? And now, Lord God, I will breathe out your love, your compassion to many people. So hindi po namin sasabihin sa'yo, come on, it's your goal to win 10 people. It's your goal to share 100 to 100 people. No, it's up to you. Kung sobrang pagmamalasakit at pagmamahal ng Diyos ang ibinigay sa iyo na hindi mo kayang i-contain, na pwede niyang ibigay sa lahat ng taong na pinupuntahan mo, it's up to you now. But again, it takes gratefulness to do it. Wake up. Makita po natin dyan sa summary natin. Wake up is just to wake up. Be accountable. You keep the faith. And look up. Look up and beyond. But what is the evidence that you are truly awake? Ano bang evidence na gumising ka na? Oh, ayan, binigay sa'yo. Wake up! Come on, wake up! Ano rang ebidensya dahidong na ika'y gising na? Ito po. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Ang gising, nakakapakinig. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Sino po ang nagsasalita? It's the Spirit. Capital letter S. It's God speaking to you. Mga kapatid, hear Him daily. Being a certain kind cannot be accomplished by intensity, but by our regularity. Small steps, but hearing Him daily. Hear Him with the intention to listen. Intention to listen. Bakit po ba mahirap makinig? Sino po ang husband and wife dito? Alright, this is one of our struggles as husband and wife. Ano po? Yung mga babae kasi, bakit pa tayo mahirap makinig? Ako lang ba yun? Meron po ba dito mga asawa babae mahirap makinig? Ay, ako lang. Sige, hindi ko na itutuloy. Mga asawang lalaki, do you struggle with your wives? Hardly. Thank you for your honesty. So, totoo. Pastor Ali, hindi ka nag-iisa. Happy birthday. Okay. So, bakit ba mahirap pakinig sa babae? Kasi yung babae, all-knowing. Yeah. You know, but kidding aside, God is all-knowing. He is the one all-knowing. Women, why is it hard for us, difficult for us to listen? Kasi, for us, na po, it's hard to listen when we don't feel loved. Oh, ako lang ba yun? May babae ba ditong asawa? Yan! Ilakas nyo naman! Gusto naming makinig. Pero when we don't feel love, it's hard for us to listen. Now, yung mga lalaki naman, nakala yun naman, puro babae lang. Yung mga lalaki, ano naman ang nararamdaman nila pag hindi natin sila pinakikinggan? Diba? They feel disrespected. Right? So they feel also, they need to be respected. They need to be heard. Kasi kapag pinapakinggan natin sila, it means you respect him. Yun pala yun. O, mag-aasawa pa kayo. So, mga kapatid, ito lang. Bakit mahirap makinig sa Diyos? Bakit mahirap magbukas ng Biblia every day? Kasi may question ka sa pag-ibig niya sa'yo. It's an issue of love. Sa mga may boyfriend dito, sumigaw ng amen. Sa mga may girlfriend, sumigaw ng yeba. Ano ibig ko sabihin dito? Sa mga may boyfriend and girlfriend, masarap magkwentuhan. Bakit? Ay, cheesy. Ay, bakit? Kasi you feel loved. Right? You feel loved. So the question here is not, how much chapter would you read each day? Susulat mo ba? Ano ba? Ililista ko ba lahat? Paano ba mag-devotion? Bakit struggle sa'yo yun? Kasi in the first place, you do not feel loved by God. May problema ka sa pagtingin mo sa Kanya. May problema ka sa pagtingin mo din sa sarili mo kung mahal ka ba ng Diyos. Kung paborito ka ba ng Diyos. It's all about love. Kaya sabi dito, hear. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Come on, mga kapatid. Let us settle with our hearts right now. You are loved by God. Namatay na siya para sa iyo. May kulang pa ba para ikaw talaga makonvince that you are loved by God? May kulang pa ba? Hindi mo siya pinili. Kaaway pa tayo ng Panginoon, pero namatay na siya for us. Hear God daily. Hear with an intention to listen. And as you listen, you produce lingering results. And what is the result of hearing God daily? You know, lalaki tayong confident. Lalaki tayo na masaya. Lalaki tayo na malusog. Lalaki tayo na lalabas natin yung mga toxins natin, mga stress natin sa katawan natin because we're loved by God. We're loved by God. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, mahal ka ng Diyos. Mahal ka ng Diyos. Can we give God a round of applause for His great love for us? Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you so much. Mga kapatid, nakita na natin ang danger ng pagiging nominal. Ang pagiging nominal Christian, nasa pangalan lang, external, superficial, fake. Walang laman. Nakita na natin ang dahilan kung bakit. Kasi we are outward, works, inside, sa huli na lang, outward, tayo lahat. Nakita natin na we are putting on masks. We are afraid to feel, to show who we truly are. Natatakot tayo mapakinggan ang pinakapangit na storya ng buhay natin. And we are truly dead. Aminin natin. Mga kapatid, may pag-asa. From nominal Christianity, we need to be certain kind people. Alive. As God's people, taken from the world to belong to the Lord. It's time. It's time to wake up.